Commissioner. Senator Johnson, Representative Kamiga, members of the committee. My name is Patrick Kelleher, and I am the Commissioner of the Department of Marine Resources, and I'm here today to testify on behalf of the Department in favor of LD 585. In 2012, over 15 million pounds of seaweed were landed in Maine, representing 5% of Maine's total commercial landings by weight. This product was valued at $523,000. Since 2008, landings have increased by 2.8 million pounds, and the value has increased by $150,000. While these landed values may not seem very significant in the context of our other fisheries, the value after processing is estimated at over $20 million. Seaweed is a sustainable resource that could provide a rare diversification opportunity for Maine fishermen. But we must manage it effectively and comprehensively if we are to provide for a sustainable harvest over the long term. This bill requires the department to develop a statewide fisheries management plan, or FMP, for all seaweeds. It also provides for additional regulatory authority related to the harvest of seaweed on a specific, species-specific basis, including a designation of a fishery sectors, limitations on harvest by sectors, and the development of an allocation process to those sectors. Provisions of these additional authorities is intended to ensure that any of the measures that currently are utilized in the Cobbs Cook Bay rockweed management area could be included in a fisheries management plan and implemented through the regulatory process. While we have extensive statutory and regulatory authority to manage our state waters, state water fisheries, which include seaweed, we also have existing authority to develop fisheries management plans. However, the department has never developed a comprehensive plan for each fishery. As you're aware, Representative Devin has introduced a separate department bill, LD 811, that would provide additional guidance for the development of fisheries management plans for our state marine resources. The statewide seaweed management plan proposed in this bill, currently before you, would be among the first of these plans. It would articulate management goals, describe the biology of the species and stock status, include management measures for the existing fisheries, and identified research needs. These plans will be developed with the advice and input of the species-specific advisory councils where applicable. In the case of seaweed, the department has envisioned the establishment of a working group which would include members of the seaweed industry, academia, and public members as appropriate. As required by law, the fisheries management plan would be brought out for public hearing and would be approved by the DMR Advisory Council. This bill also includes a provision that would repeal the existing Cobbs Cook Bay rockweed management area originally acted in 2009. However, there's been a significant amount of misinformation regarding the intent of this bill in the press. I'd like to take this opportunity to address some of those inaccuracies. First, the department's goal with this bill is to develop a consistent approach to the management of seaweed harvested on Maine shores. The department is striving to manage our state's resources as efficiently as possible in a constrained budget environment. It would be significantly more resource-intensive to manage complex area-specific plans in multiple areas than to take a comprehensive approach that addresses the entire coast. Second, the Cobbs Cook Bay rockweed management area would not be repealed until 90 days after the adjournment of the second session of the legislature, should LD 585 be passed. The department has already begun to develop a draft fisheries management plan and would have a statewide plan available for legislative review in January 2014. Our intent was never that the Cobbs Cook Bay rockweed management area be eliminated without an FMP to replace it. The purpose of reporting back to the committee in January 2014 is to provide the opportunity for the department to explain the process and the proposed plan to this body. If the committee feels that the proposed FMP is an adequate replacement, the repeal of the Cobbs Cook Bay rockweed management plan could then move forward. If it is not, the repeal can be removed. There will be adequate time to act since the area is not proposed for repeal until the effective date of law passes during the second session. Thank you for your consideration. I'd be happy to answer any questions. And actually, before I do, want to bring up one issue that was raised by Representative Cassidy, the issue of confidentiality. The request that we received from the representative was the names of people who harvested in specific sectors on specific dates. We referred that request to the AG's office based on our confidentiality statutes. And because they were very specific to sectors and dates, people would have been able to determine the amount harvested. Those type of things are held in confidence by the department. So that is why she received the answer that she did regarding confidentiality. The management plans and the names of the people are not held in confidence, but the request was very specific. So that is why we addressed it in that manner.
We could take questions now, although we could also hold, and we've got a lot of people from the public who wish to speak, and I think it might be a good idea if we hold questions until the work session. I assume you will be there.
I will be there, and I will also have Dr. Linda Mercer from our lab in Booth Bay available for the work session as well, including Marine Patrol to talk about the enforcement issues that we deal with within Cosgrove Bay and along the coast dealing with seaweed.
Okay. That's certainly a question in my mind, is for how this is going to be enforced. Is that members agreeable?
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.